Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. In going through the readings for today, I was struck by the gospel from Luke in a way that I don't think I ever have been before. So the gospel for today says, "Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, 'This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish.' Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple." And I have heard this gospel many times. And I think what I usually focus on is just the whole coming to Jesus without hating father and mother, and how I know that doesn't really mean that we have to hate those closest to us, but how we have to choose the Lord first of all. And then kind of, I was just read like the second part as like this wisdom and like making sure you have enough before you start. But there's something else that stood out to me in reading this gospel that's a sincere challenge in following the Lord. So first, to recognize that before Jesus goes into telling them the demands of what it means to follow him, that first line is really crucial, that great crowds are traveling with Jesus. He's becoming popular, and a lot of people want to follow him, and he's really emphasizing how following him requires us to give up absolutely everything. And when it comes to the different examples that he gives, after saying that we need to pick up our own cross and follow him or we can't be his disciple, I was really struck by just the examples he chooses to use for what it looks like to follow him. So he speaks about someone constructing a tower and how they first sit down to calculate the cost to see if they can finish. And in reading it this time, what really stood out was the idea that if I, as a follower of Jesus, am not willing to give everything, then it will look foolish. That people will look and say, like, she started to follow Jesus, and then she didn't finish. She wasn't willing to give everything. Because this example he's using is, he's comparing that to our lives. That we start off following him, right? He has this great crowd that is going from town to town. It seems like this popular, almost this easy thing to do, you know, to follow this itinerant preacher. But if they can't run the race and finish and give everything, then they're just going to end up with half-completed structures, a half-lived life, and you won't you won't make it. Or he talks about entering into battle, right? This spiritual battle, but he's also using this very easy to understand example of this king going into battle, and he has half the number of troops that the other king does, and he should just negotiate and just like not enter into this battle. And so I think Jesus is emphasizing that we need to build the tower. We need to enter into this battle, but we have to recognize that we will need to give everything. Because after sharing these stories, he says, in the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. That the cost of following Jesus is everything. The cost of following Jesus is absolutely everything. And we see this in the witness of the saints. And in some ways, I think we try to convince ourselves that it won't cost as much for me, right? That I can be holy in my ordinary life. And that's true. I can pursue holiness in my ordinary life, but it still requires me to give the Lord control over everything, over all my relationships, my possessions, my job, everything. And that it seems like the task of this life is so much about just having these hands that loosely hold the gifts that God has given to us. And we watch him give us gifts generously and then take some back, and that we just hold everything lightly, that we're not grasping onto anything, but we're just being receptive, having open hands and open hearts, and over again, reaffirming that everything is his, that we don't possess anything of our own. And it seems like every period of life requires something new for us to sacrifice. Whether it's waiting to get married and needing to like loosely hold that desire for marriage, or having children and needing to surrender their welfare and their future and everything about their lives to the Lord, because you can't control everything. Or whether it's caring for aging parents and having to loosely hold that relationship of now caring for the one who cared for you, or situations with friends or work, that at every moment in our life, it seems like there's something else to continue to return to the Lord, something to renounce and to trust that the Lord is going to do something with it. Because the cost of following him is everything. And while our lives may look ordinary or simple, it will cost us everything to follow him. And that we don't want to end up with a half-built tower or being completely destroyed in battle. That we have to give everything so we can build a strong tower, so we can fight well, so we can run the race and finish and be victorious. So that people can look at our lives and say, this is a person who truly let Christ live in them and to live through them, and nothing that they had was theirs. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this challenge that you offer to us, that you call us to give everything to you, to sacrifice all, to trust in your goodness and your generosity, but to continue to come back to the reality that to be in relationship with you will require nothing less than everything. Grant us the grace to be able to offer that everything with joy and acceptance and generosity, and to be able to offer that over and over again at every moment of our lives. Amen.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. That includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.